Hey guys, I just want to tell you about a new advice podcast that's coming out. It's called Oh Honey, and you'll hear social media superstars Amanda Cerny and Summer Rae with some amazing guests to answer fan questions about everything from hooking up to starting a business to stuff that's like adult, if you know what I mean. In Oh Honey, you'll get real stories and hear real advice from some major social media celebrities. We got Lily Singh is on the show. She reveals that she always had a plan that kept her hustling all the way to her own late night television show on NBC. Bollywood superstar and Miss Sri Lanka Jacqueline Fernandez shares her transformative biohacks to stay healthy and beautiful. Lauren Drain gets real about fighting her way out of the notorious religious cult, the Westboro Baptist Church, to start fresh and then go on to start a successful fitness career. Oh Honey is hosted by Amanda Cerny and Summer Rae, who have been on the forefront of internet stardom. These ladies know firsthand the drama, the scandals, and all the dirt that people have been up to. Oh Honey is like a sexy slumber party where you get to listen in on the casual, honest conversations between your coolest friends. You're about to listen to a clip of an episode of Oh Honey featuring Jake Paul. And while you're listening to this clip, go subscribe to Oh Honey, O-H-O-N-E-Y, wherever you're listening now. You can also find a link in the episode notes that will take you right to the show. Go check it out.
I want a morally sound dude. I want loyalty. I want him to be trustworthy and big dick. Just kidding.
Big dick.
Check all of that. She's kidding, but not really.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to Oh Honey Podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda
and Jake.
Jake, what's Paul, up, y'all? Everyone.
Yo, the sticky and the sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do both.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Because of the honey.
Yeah. That's like sweet and sticky.
Yeah.
And
thick.
So, Jake, if you guys don't know who Jake Paul is, you're probably not on YouTube right now. You're probably listening to the podcast if you don't know who Jake is. But
I'm only a YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber, Disney star, ex-Disney star.
Ex-girlfriends, ex-Disney star,
He's one of the sweetest guys, most loyal guys I have ever known, so.
Thank you, Amanda.
He's blushing.
It's true.
I'm blushing.
Yeah, it is true, though. Like, you've always been so genuine to me and, like, always so open about, like, and honest with me. And, like, anytime I needed advice, you've been there to give me advice,
too. Yeah, you have something in your teeth.
See, and that's
I'm
you.
Joking.
No, you don't.
Minus being honest. You just like throw everything I just said on, all discredited now.
You're like, okay, scratch all that.
Yeah.
You're like my older sister, Amanda.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's great. We've had, since the broadcast center, I was 17. You met me when I was 17,
I remember meeting you for the first time on the Grove Drive, and you got out of the car with your mom. And then I was like, hi, Pam, I'm Amanda. And you're like, I'm Jake. And you're totally different than you are now. Like, when I first met you, you were like a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Like, just because you're in LA, like about to like live in LA with your brother. And then I think
how
old were you?
I was your fan.
Were you?
Yeah, I was your fan. I was like,
I'll meet him, man. He was all nervous. He's like,
yeah.
If only.
I had a lot of life to live, or I lived a lot of life since then.
Yeah. Like, but I want to know, like, because you started doing this like so young and you've been through a lot. So what are some of like the life lessons that you have learned to get to where you are now?
Big question. I've learned so many life lessons. I think just one of them is like always keep on moving forward and like you can't let like shit drag you down, because there's been like times where like you feel there's like so much pressure on you or like on yourself, or like so many things are going wrong and not the right direction. Like, I remember in 1 week I got like hit with like a lawsuit, like three of my friends in my house were like, screw Team 10, I'm leaving. Yeah. like personal life stuff, like I was like fighting with like parents or something, or like whatever it was, like just
it's a lot.
Shit was just not like going well in that like 1 week, I remember specifically. And it was like, man, you like want to give up, but you just gotta like keep on going and stay focused on like the why of like what you're doing in this world. I feel like a lot of people that don't have a why when bad shit happens to them, and they don't have a purpose, that's when they give up or they fail, because they're like, wow, this is super hard, and like they don't have a reason in themselves of like why they're doing it. So I think like keep your head up, as like cheesy as that sounds, but it's like so true. If you stay above all the bullshit, like it can never drag you down.
Right.
And if you have a why to what you're doing in life, whether it's why am I working at McDonald's for this period of time, like I'm working here because I need to, or like your why is I want to be the president of the United States the one day, or whatever your why is, that will like
motivate
it'll motivate you. But yeah, I've had so many life lessons, and like another one is like family, just in general. Me and my brother like went through this like crazy time where we were like beefing and arguing, and like it's just not worth it, because at the end of the day, like we're the only ones that we have for each other, and like we're blood related. So it's like you gotta maintain your relationships with your family.
And I love that. Like, you know, a lot of people would normally just disown or give up, especially in like different circumstances, but you know, and even through the some of the stuff that you guys went through, but you were able to realize the importance of family and how like little those things are in the scope of things, but also just realizing how to treat each other. And like, you know, and I think that's such a big thing, and siblings go through it all the time. Like,
don't f*** up again, Lolo.
Yeah.
Like, next time you're not going to get this forgiveness, man.
Yeah. I think he's learned a lot, too. Like,
yeah, we all have. I mean, it's crazy, like, what people don't understand. And, like, I feel like maybe it's a little different for you, but, I mean, maybe some are for you, same thing. Like, we grew up, like, on camera. Like, our lives, like, out there and, like...
Every day.
Yeah. And it was like weird to go through, because it's like, what's reality, like what's like part of like just filming, or like you don't have time to like sit down and like maybe figure out like who you are, like or like have as much time to build relationships or to have to yourself, just to grow as an individual. And that's why like I think you see like a lot of like these Disney kids when they grow up, they like go crazy, or they like lose their mind, because they never had time to like grow as a human or figure out who they are or what they wanted to do. They're kind of just like thrown into this world.
And your mistakes aren't made in private. Your mistakes are
exactly. And so that's like a whole another thing that that people have to go through. Yeah, that's what I've realized in like my last relationship, was like you have to, when what I didn't realize during the relationship is you have to figure out like what you're willing to put up with. And you have to know like, oh, that person does this and they might need to change a little bit. But odds are they're not going to change, so like I need to be able to deal with that. And if I can't deal with it, then I shouldn't be with them.
Yeah.
But no one's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And like check every box.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, just knowing that nobody's perfect is like good enough in its own.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, okay, I can let that go. We can compromise this.
Yeah.
But there are things that you should never like compromise on.
Yeah, for sure.
What are some of those things, Summer? Tell us.
Guys, I don't want to be asked questions.
Go for it.
I don't want to be put on the spot. Well, from me, like, morally, like, I don't think, like, I would ever compromise my... If, you know, like, I want a guy who is, like, morally good. Like, I don't like guys who, like, have slept with every single girl. Because I don't. So, I don't sleep with every girl, guys, so... And I'm, like, very, like, I don't know, I just want the same type of things that I do right to be they do right, and that like always loyalty. Nothing you can compromise.
Yours. Yeah,
that's like my biggest thing is loyalty, and
should be everybody's.
Yeah, like I do. Like I will put up with some stuff, like not really a lot, but if you cheat on me, I will cut your dick off and I will put it on your head and glue it to your head as a unicorn. Like I want a unicorn. Yeah. Maybe I'll keep you after that.
Yeah. It's her.
I'd say that's her. I'll cut your dick off and I'll sew it to your forehead.
That's deep.
I know exactly.
That's deep. But like, it's just like
things that. I thought you were gonna say sell it on eBay.
Oh no, they don't want that.
Maybe black market.
No, but like, do it there. I think like, I want a morally sound dude. I want loyalty. I want him to be trustworthy, and big dick. Just kidding.
Big dick. Check all the boxes. She's kidding, but not really.
I mean, that goes back to, you know, how that's important, too, of, like, being attractive. To segue this into, like...
Something that's not that.
Yeah.
Let's just say that I was kidding, guys. I'm kidding, guys. Damn it.
They don't know what to believe anymore.
They're like, what? Does Summer have a boyfriend?
I don't know, though, because I've liked the girl a lot, like, and like they just like weren't good in bed.
And that was like a no-go for you?
Yeah. I need to be able to like to kiss you. Like, if I don't want to kiss you, like,
oh, well, yeah.
That's what it was. Like, this girl, like, just, like, sat there. Like, I had to engage
everything.
She just
laid there? Legs
no, not even that. Not even, oh. get, but, like, kissing, like, nothing. Yeah. There was never, like...
No yeah. fireworks.
Oh, yeah. She didn't have, like, that passion yeah. that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
I think people, that's
you need
thing.
That. Yeah.
See, maybe that's another thing that you should never, like, passion.
Yeah. Don't
never compromise on passion. Yeah. Well, 'cause that's a big thing.
I think passion also, it's like, it goes for, I want somebody, and whether, and for me, if you're super successful, whatever, I don't care. Yeah. Like, I just want somebody that's passionate about what they're doing, like right. excited to be and working hard towards what they're doing. And for that is like the sexiest thing to me. Like somebody that works so hard, loves it, believes in it. And mm-hmm. to me, I can support that all day long. I'm like, yep.
Thanks.
But, and that also comes with, you know, with if they're passionate about sex,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, passion in general.
Yeah. All right, well, let's dive into our honeypot. This is where our honeybees write in their diary entries and we give them our best advice. So get ready to be the therapist mentor today.
I'm the bee coming to the honeypot.
Mm-hmm. Take a dip.
Take a dip. I said it with one more. It just needed one more.
It did. It felt good.
The question. Okay.
I really like the receptionist that works in the same office as me. She sits to my right, but she has had a fiance for years. Her fiance neglects her over and over again for the stupidest reasons. He almost found out about my feelings once and tried to assault me as I was about to go home for the day. Luckily, Dwight was there to protect me with pepper spray. Shout out to you, Dwight.
What? Wow, this is deep.
Yeah, whoa.
My boss said I should ask her out, but I don't know. What do you think? Thanks, Jim. Jim's got the struggle bus going on.
I think...
He sits next to this girl. He likes her. It's at his office. Mm-hmm. And she has a fiance, mm-hmm. but he likes her. Mm-hmm. And the
sounds like a hostile situation.
Yeah.
I think, Jim, if I were you, I would remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah. She might move.
Sit, yeah. She might sit to the right of you, but move she's got a cubicles. Lethal husband.
Yeah.
Fiance. Needed to be pepper sprayed. Yeah. And there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fish. And you don't want to get, like, you know,
yeah.
punched over this, you know, like.
That's literally what happens in the office.
That's a bit from the office.
Yeah, Dwight. Now it makes sense.
Like, that's like Jim.
Oh, really?
Because remember how Pam, she's engaged to Roy.
Yeah.
Then Roy,
never seen The Office, but yeah.
Like,
for Dwight.
Oh.
So we just got trolled.
We just got trolled.
We just, and I watched so many seasons of The Office.
You should have.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, you really messed up.
Well,
we just got catfished.
We did. This is what happens. This is when you get
Where's
catfished.
Where's Eve?
I mean, that was pretty good. What's the next one? Is it going to be like...
From Friends or something?
Yeah, Always Sunny.
Oh, honey.